Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guys' host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And today, get your thinking caps on, get your cup of coffee, or the Comic Chronicle cocktail, because we are going to be doing a comics history segment today. And today's subject of choice, we're going to DC, because we're going to be talking about the original speedster, DC's Jay Garrick, a.k.a. the OG Flash. First appearing in The Flash, January 1940, and created by writer Gardner Fox and artist Harry Lampert. Full name is Jason Peter J. Garrick. And Jay Garrick's been around for a long time, and there's currently, as of this recording, a series based around Jay Garrick the Flash as well, a little mini-series. Be sure to check it out. And the teams he's been associated with, well, they're pretty numerous to say the least. JSA, All-Star Justice League, JSA also being the Justice Society of America, and not All-Star Justice League, that is All-Star Squadron, Justice League, and Justice League International. He's been known to partner with Barry Allen, Wally West, Bart Allen, Max Mercury, Wildcat, Green Lantern Allen Scott, of course, just a little bit. But when you're on big teams like that, your known partnerships are pretty high. Of course, his power is super speed, but he also has vortex creations, as well as a decelerated aging, which is how they explain this man is still alive, super healing, electrokinesis as well. So, needless to say, he's got some pretty good powers. Not as powerful as Barry, though, or maybe even possibly Wally, from what's been currently put in, but that is a user's choice argument. Now, he got his powers in a weird way in a lab inhaling hard water. I know. Now, the creators back in the day did say that they got the inspiration for Jay, especially with Jay Garrick in his iconic World War I Max Mercury kind of helmet there, the silver, with the little electric kind of lightning bolts along the side, or whatever it might be, and the red shirt with the lightning bolt going down in it, jeans, or just blue pants, and the boots. Well, they said that the god Mercury gave them the inspiration for Jay. Now, Jay Garrick has actually made numerous appearances on cartoons, animated movies, and live action, like Stargirl. John Wesley Shipp also has been playing it in Stargirl, as well as The Flash. And John Wesley Shipp did play Barry Allen back in the day, but now he plays Jay Garrick in a lot of different live action appearances. Which is, by the way, incredibly cool. And of course, we did have Teddy Sears as a live-action Jay Garrick as well, but that was AKA Zoom, so that's besides the point, in the Flash TV series. Without further ado, though, that's going to wrap up this little comics history on Jay Garrick. If you guys did enjoy this, be sure to subscribe for more of the Comic Chronicle podcast for new episodes every week, Tuesdays and Fridays as well. A new kind of thing we're doing for you guys to give you extra content for a while, and we're going to be doing this for a little bit. Social media is going to be at DakotaMorgan3 on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Instagram is at Dakota_Morgan97. Twitch, CodaRex97. Be sure, folks, to check out our Redbubble shop now. Description in the box below. And thanks, folks. And without further ado, stay creative, everyone.